With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
92.9 Podcasts powered by Action 24/7. Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at action247.com.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're happy.
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Who that? Who that? Man, this what you've been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating though, cause now I'm getting hot enough to we wanna stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated, that mean my table. Term. Live life, might as well, only way to learn is try and fail clients that are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that, who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? Who that, that got that flame? So don't worry about my name, I got a flame.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Ooh, it feels sweet talking. Just feels sweet talking today. Really does. Looking forward to a great show with my partner, John Martin. Bennett Doyle is with us today. Everything's feeling good and groovy as we're rolling. Bills and Chargers, I would say, earned the weekend's most impressive wins in the NFL. It was one thing when the Bills were doing it over scrubs. Last night they did it over the Chiefs. We'll talk about it. Memphis football dropping its third straight game, a 35-29 decision at Tulsa. Brad Carson reporting from Tulsa this weekend, still making his way back after, yes, a third straight loss for the Tigers, who have now, my goodness, it's getting hard. It's getting hard. Maybe in danger, real danger of not winning eight games, at least eight games, for the first time since 2013. Grizzlies wrapping up the home portion of their preseason schedule tonight down at FedEx Forum versus Detroit. You can hear it all right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. And, oh, by the way, thud. You hear that thud? That was Alabama going down at the hands of Texas A&M. Jimbo called it, ladies and gentlemen, and became the first assistant to knock off his former boss in Nick Saban. How you doing, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, I am a gentleman. I want to start the show with a verse from the good book. So turn your Bibles, please.
Okay, let me pull up my Holy Bible app.
To James 4:10.
Okay.
Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up. You can now close those books.
I mean, you didn't even let me say amen when I found it. And, you know, you just kind of rolled. You're supposed to wait on us.
God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. And you guys certainly came into that game very humble. the most humble team in the NFL. And God showed favor to your team, not so much mine. You know, we'll have an official statement on this game later.
Apparently, you made the news in Mexico. If you remember, last week they were talking about the Titans lost to the Jets, and it was actually the same reporter. And this week, they actually did focus on the Bears-Raiders game, John, and this is how it sounded again. I don't know if we can get that going again, but here was that report.
You know, I blame the email.
I knew you would.
Who did that? Who leaked the email? That's what I want to know. Why did you do it? Who did it?
Because that happened Friday after we got out of here,
it did. It did. And you can't tell me that in a locker room that is majority African American, that did not make an impact.
Mm-hmm.
And that did not, first of all.
Somebody needs to check Matt Nagy's outbox.
Mm-hmm. No
scent
doubt.
Folder.
Yeah, and if it came from no1raiderfan@gmail.com, that was absolutely Nagy. He's a desperate man. He'll do anything to save his job at this point. We know that. But you can't tell me because you have to stop everything you're doing on Friday. You're prepping. You're getting ready for Justin Fields and the Chicago Bears. Well, now you have to address this with your team, right? Now you have to take time that you would have been otherwise using to prepare to try to convince your team that you are not a racist. And so I cannot for the life of me fathom why that was leaked, when it was leaked. Well, maybe I can, actually. And it was disgusting. It was disgusting on the behalf of John Gruden. I'm so out on him now. He can't make the playoffs. He's racist. He can't draft. It's all just working against him. It's all terrible. I know you have there's a whole thing we're going to get to. But I did want to just go ahead and get out in front of this. It was a humiliating day yesterday. We do have a show today. We're going to do.
We do.
Jason Fitz is going to hop on at 1:25. He was there. He saw it all
in
person.
How about that? Sounds like Bears fans took over your gym. Sounds like Bears fans took over Allegiant.
Well, like
did
Nashville.
Did you hear the story and the loud cheers for Bears?
Like Nashville.
Took it over.
It sounds like it's always going to be a place where opposing fans, like they make a trip out of that. You know, like you go to Vegas and you make a weekend of it. So that's always going to be a problem.
Especially if you can go in there and keep winning like we just did.
That's right. You guys.
Is this your second game there? So you were 1-0 there, right?
I think so.
On opening night, you got the win there, right? Second game there, we took the mask off of you in front of your own people.
You guys look great. You guys look
incredibly
impressive.
You realize we're the worst offense in the league, 32nd ranked. Mm. And what do you guys keep getting? What's Cargi? You get chance after chance after chance. Can't put up any. Must have been
awful.
extremely embarrassing.
It was.
And uncomfortable for you.
It was. It really was. Because your offense was just. It was.
Especially after last week when I was talking about how Herbert had been a real father figure, had shown you the Chargers and Herbert, and you saw some more of that this weekend, but it had been a real father for you last weekend. You told me, just wait until Monday when you got to come in here. Mm. And your Bears will have lost at the hands of my. Remember that? Remember talking about that?
Yeah.
And saying what would happen?
Yeah.
Lord had a different plan, didn't he?
He did. I was not humble.
Let me tell you, God is good, John.
I was not humble.
Let's repeat it again. God is good.
You can say it. I was not humble, and I was not lifted up.
You're going to blame John Gruden and the racist email.
Well, that had something to do with it.
Just went in there and got out physicaled. We hit Derek Carr, boop, right on the head.
Well, because,
man, folded up.
Because his African-American player's like, I'm not playing for this dude. You know? You can't tell me that didn't have something to do with it.
Well, was it just all Africans? Shouldn't his white players question him, too?
They should. Now, Derek Carr's like, I got his back.
Just if you're talking about questioning him as a leader of men.
Absolutely. It was a bad thing all the way around. I don't know why. You know, it's like.
We sitting up here last week talking about the clown show that is Urban Meyer.
No, well, it's a lot like that. You know, it feels a lot like that right
now.
Well,
I'll tell you what, and we can get all into it, but I thought he misstepped even from the jump when you try to explain it as, well, I refer to liars as rubber lips.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Come on.
How about you just suck it up, bro? You know what I'm saying? Like, you did it in 2011. You regret it instead
so
of going
bad.
Into this explanation, this foolishness that... Yeah, when I think guys are lying, I refer to them as rubber lips. Ain't nobody ever. Not
never
that
heard
I not,
that one.
In your circles?
Not
in my circles.
No.
Not in Bennett's circles.
But it
ain't
is
never before heard that mess in my life. And that's how – that's being accountable. And, again, it goes back to y'all supposed to be the leader of men. So, anyway, you got – you saw what was coming. You blame it on that. We out-physicaled y'all. Khalil Mack had the game of the year.
He did.
He's throwing down Carr every chance he got.
Well, he wanted to prove a point to John Gruden. There is no doubt about that. And he did.
Well, here's what – you know how you like to draw things from other teams after you either win or lose? Like, here's the real take, right? It says more about the other team.
No, this time it doesn't.
Here's the real. Yeah, it's that's for me this week.
That's right. That's right.
Y'all are fraudulent as hell.
That's right. Well, I have a
y'all
statement.
Y'all are fraudulent.
I have a statement that I am going to give a little bit later in this show.
And God don't like ugly, John.
Because I did craft a statement for because I know a lot of listeners today. And I just think on y'all's part, I think it's disgusting. I think it's sickening. That on Sunday afternoons, you guys, I have been nothing but a kind, humble gentleman.
You ain't tweeted since 3:14 yesterday, fool. You done dropped off the grid.
Wow. The majority of my time on this show, I have spent being, in my opinion, an exemplary citizen of Memphis. And for you guys on Sunday afternoon to look forward to this show, to look forward to me, for you saying things to me and you rubbing it in my, what did I do to deserve that? You know, look at yourself out there.
I know you ain't looking at me. I know you're looking at me saying that. You need to be looking at the wall saying this mess, fool.
If you were one of those people who tweeted, "Oh, I can't wait for the Jason," look at yourself.
No, thank y'all for listening, number one. Look at yourself. Yeah. Look at yourself.
No, look at yourself, man.
Get a mirror for him, Bennett. He needs to be looking in the mirror like Kermit on this one, saying this to himself.
I just think y'all be better out there, man. You know, be better. I know we're better as a community than what we showed on Twitter last night. The idea that people would look forward to hear me be miserable.
Dude, you just reveling in the Titans' loss last Monday, fool. Mm. You brought this upon yourself.
Yeah, see, they earned that.
You look a mess, too. You look like you got drunk with that Raiders ale. Mm-hmm. Like it just had you down.
It was complete sober. Like it was like, this is just how I look right now. It was a meltdown yesterday. But every Monday, mm-hmm. there are other things, believe it or not, that we need to touch on. It's not just going to be, we rub John's face in it all day.
I think we can do this for 3 hours strong. I got a lot.
You know, because if there's anybody out there that does not deserve it, it is me. But we usually on Mondays like to recap the weekend with a little thing we call Cap or No Cap. Let's get it.
Cap. It means lion, but built different. Now it's Cap.
I'm going to say Cap.
For No Cap.
I'm going to say that's No Cap.
On 92.9's Jason and John Show.
Okay, the Raiders got what was coming to them this weekend.
I did. See, that's a great place to start and to finish. So that's what I'm saying. We do the whole show on it, John.
Well, go ahead. Tee off, brother. Come on, Tiger. Let's hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it.
You like Rocky when he's like, hit me with some more.
Yeah.
You're going to try to wear it. Going to try to rope-a-dope me.
Yeah.
Take all my punches and
you
be the last man
Deontay
standing.
Deontay Wilder. Come on. You're going to run out of stamina.
Embarrassing.
It's your team.
I'm talking about you.
I know, but we lost to your team.
Because I'm going to say, I know my team is terrible. And I'm going to put it to you this way. And it's so fitting that he's here. Because you know how you and I have a thing where we like, well, Bennett kind of goes into a hole, right, when the Titans go into ill zone, right? Or if he gets uncomfortable.
He becomes a meerkat.
We don't hear from him, right? Whether it's in the group text or on
yes.
Twitter, gets real quiet.
Yes, he does.
Gets real quiet.
I didn't say anything yesterday.
Well, yeah, it was the Jags.
John Martin hadn't tweeted since 3:12 yesterday. Now, usually he's a much more
frequent. Stopped working.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
You haven't tweeted since 3:12 yesterday. Usually
and
you're much
said
more.
Yet that he tried to call in today.
What happened?
That you tried to call in today.
Who did?
You.
What to what?
You told Jason that you weren't feeling too well.
Oh, well, I had some things going on. That was me out of an abundance of caution.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad Bennett's here to pull back the curtain.
Yes, I did.
Because last night John tried to bail, didn't you? After about 11-something, he thought about
bailing on this.
And not coming to school. Now I remember my days over at Snowden. Bears, bitch, tough L. And sometimes I could get my dad, Bears fan. I'd say, Dad, my stomach not feeling well after that ill.
Mm-hmm.
Can I stay away from the guys today and take this Monday out of there? Dad, the gracious father that he was, let me out. John tried to get out last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That didn't
happen. Try to do the show from the phone.
No, this is face the
music.
Now
you got to come in here and face
yep.
that. So
I would have done the
all
Comrex.
Of it considered Gruden and all of it, because that mess happened Friday after we got out of here. And I got to be honest, John texted the word Gruden with a, face palm emoji. And it's a mess. You know, what is this, 2011? He was working at that point for ESPN ABC.
Yep.
Right? He's talking to his buddy with the Washington football team, basically sending an email about DeMores, who he can't stand. I mean, I don't need to get into it. It's nasty stuff. But, again, the first step of bouncing back to that, for me, right, getting the respect back of your guys, who you're going to have to stand in front of all season long, is being accountable in that situation. But instead, we get the excuse that, you know, I didn't like him back then or whatever. I know this hurts him maybe, but, you know, back then, this is the way I was feeling, and I refer to liars as this, and that's going to be sort of how I explain why I'm calling his lips the size of Michelin tire. Give me a break.
Yep.
Like, you can't run from it like that. We've all fallen short, had some we're embarrassed about or whatever. Those of us that are bounced back, right, the best you can,
yep,
face up to the music. Which is, you know, sort of what you, in a much smaller way, you got to do today with this L. Now, you and Gruden are two separate things, but you got to face the music. That's part of being accountable. He did not do that. So, John, to that point, you know, I know Stephen A's on today. Mm-hmm. Others are on saying, I'm not calling for John's job because he's got to stand in front of those guys the rest of the season, and ultimately they'll be the judge of that.
Yep.
Here's the thing. You really going to buy back into him? Oh, will you if you're one of those men, one of those 53 in that locker room, you ever truly go, and I mean, I'm glad you touched on it, black and white, can you really trust him? Can you trust what he's saying? Maybe to some degree a coach, you can. They'll always say some of them, some one thing in your face, say something behind your back, cut you. But can you trust a guy?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like that again, once it's found out, this is how he responds. That's the other part of it. I think the more, you know, maybe even the more alarming part of it, you try to justify it almost.
Well, yeah.
So how do you win back a lot? You know, so
I think it's
so ultimately
difficult.
You might have to separate yourself, you know, because, again, can you get that kind of sort of locker room back?
Well, and beyond that, you got your offensive linemen blocking each other.
On the football field, it was a mess. But that was Khalil Mack doing that to y'all.
Man, we couldn't even tell who was who.
That wasn't that email. That was Khalil Mack all up in
I think it was a combination of both things. I actually, I've prepared a statement. I had, obviously, since 3:12 yesterday to, you know, come up with one. And this is what I have to say about what's going on, not just yesterday with the Raiders, but entirely.
I need help.
What kind of help?
This is the kind of help I need.
Yes, what kind of help?
I need somebody to help me not have a big heart. Because my heart is so big, people betray me, and I keep forgiving them.
That is what I have to say on this matter. I keep forgiving them, you know,
mm-hmm.
And they just keep betraying me over and over and over again.
You better fix it.
There is no.
Don't be like R couldn't fix that.
Oh, I know.
No.
Just like John Gruden will not be able to fix this.
You can fix it going forward.
You can't.
And not be so ugly after a Titans loss to the Jets, right? Or not be so ugly about with the Bears situation, right? And our boy Justin Fields getting sacked 9 times against Cleveland. You had real fun with that, didn't you?
I did, yeah, I did.
Don't be so ugly. I think that's one of the other lessons we learned.
But karma's not
weekend.
Supposed to be that swift. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's supposed to take a few years. You know, it's supposed to let me have the season, let me have 8 games, and then come back. You know, it's not supposed to be a 2-week turnaround,
mm-hmm.
You know, especially because of COVID. Maybe it would take a little longer.
That's enough. People don't need to hear about your slaw
What's
franchise.
Next for the Raiders? Longer. Oh, at Denver next. Oof.
Oh.
Denver's, they're falling
That's a pretty
off.
Good it's, defense right there.
It's awesome. We'll have Fitzy, a big Raiders fan who was there for the L. We'll have him on at 125, see if he still thinks the Raiders are going to make the playoffs.
But we'll lose.
Because they look fraudulent.
We're horrible.
Okay, the Buffalo Bills are the best team in football after a 38-20 win over the Kansas City Chiefs late last night.
All right, so do you have like a, there's usually like a sounder here.
Oh, I thought y'all had to say like.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
I thought you had to say whether it was cap or no cap.
Yeah, that's just what Brad does. He says it, then he hits that thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've been gone with the big time too long. I realize it's tough
Absolutely.
For you to come down to this lid and have to push buttons for us.
There's like 5,000 buttons on the screen.
We
right
just
here.
Thank you for being here, Bennett. We just appreciate your presence, brother.
He got sent back down to the minors.
We need to edit this button list. It's gotten a little out of whack since I left this show.
I can only imagine the chaos that is going on in there. But I will take this one. The Bills are my AFC team, as you know, and they are amazing. Now, look, we had the Bills +3 in Patty's pick. We saw this one coming from a mile away. The Chiefs' defense is atrocious. It's really terrible.
It really is.
And that's what that game was about last night. That's all it was about last night. Josh Allen had his way with that defense, just like pretty much everybody has had their way with that defense, whether it's Lamar on the ground, whether it's Jalen Hurts, who had 387 yards last week, whether it was Josh Allen hitting whatever he wanted to with whoever he wanted to. Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about it. Of course, the Buffalo Bills are the best team in the AFC. And look, the only thing that I could remotely see slowing them down is, well, obviously an injury to Josh Allen, but B, you know, a running game. But even the running game is, you have one with him. He's his own running game, and he showed that last night. Like, he came out determined to run. He bust that 30-yard run the first quarter.
Started the game off running drive.
Then he scored the touchdown, you know, finished it off by scoring that touchdown with him running it in. Man, the Buffalo Bills, at this point, how can you not pick them to represent the AFC in the Super Bowl?
Now, the question was, or the statement was, they are the best team in football, right?
Yes.
I would say that's still no cap. I think they're better than the Arizona Cardinals. Now, the Cardinals are really good. They are really, really good, and I'd obviously have to put them two or three with the Buccaneers maybe ahead of them still. But I just feel like the Buffalo Bills, you know, their defense is pretty good. Their defense is pretty good, hard to run on them. And they made Mahomes look pretty pedestrian yesterday for his standards. So I'll say no cap.
It's no cap. I was the last one of the party on Josh Allen. I haven't wanted to give the Bills their due. Particularly because you're talking, I mean, the Titans manhandled them last year. What was it, 42-16? And that's coming up again this weekend.
That was a COVID deal.
Remember that
Monday
one.
Monday Night Football.
Big one coming up.
Hope Julio's ready for that one.
But I was not ready to crown the Bills was the point, and you were doing it against scrub teams coming into this one for the most part after a season-opening loss to Pittsburgh. Say, how in the world did they lose to Pittsburgh? You'd done it against scrubs up until last night. Doing it against KC is different. If you notice, it's the same number of points, I think 38. That KC put up on them in the AFC Championship game, lost to them last season. Josh Allen's tremendous. You cannot deny this dude's greatness.
Yep.
And I think I've been in a little bit of denial, telling myself there's no way that this can last, telling myself there's no way he can be their best running threat and be this guy who can now, you know, buy himself extra time, throw laser beams, stand in the pocket if you want him to.
Yep.
Throw laser beams from there. He's doing it all. And I tell you what, my whole thing is, man, when you're asking that much of him, you know, as big a body as he is, as big a target as he is, my whole thing is, can he last?
Yep.
But you can't deny it. I mean, all he does is keep coming at you. Last night, he's jumping over Chief defenders. The dude has no fear.
Yep.
But he's got a rocket for an arm. He couldn't hit the side of a barn when he first got in the NFL. Now he can hit any pass he wants. It's amazing to watch. To me, he's the MVP so far, clearly. And that's Kyler Murray, who's sitting there undefeated. I still think Josh Allen's been better. They look tremendous, and I think right now they're the best team in the NFL. He better not get hurt, though, because of what that – I mean, he led him in rushing again last night. What they ask of Singletary and Moss, it seems like to me you'd be more focused on trying to establish that some sort of run game, consistent run game behind him to take some of this pressure off of him. Mm-hmm. But he lives for it now. He lives for it. This dude's a stud. So I would say they're even, yes, over the Cardinals, over the Bucks on the NFC side, over the Chargers. Anybody you want to throw up for the AFC right now, certainly the Titans, put them over. And the Titans will have a chance to, you know, say something about that this weekend. Easily best team in football right now. We'll see if it keeps going. That's no cap.
Okay, Alabama is going to miss the college football playoff after a 41-38 loss on the road at Texas A&M.
Well, before we answer that, I have to just point out, I think we should point out how surreal that game was on Saturday night in College Station. This is the same Texas A&M team that just got outclassed by Mississippi State a week ago.
Same quarterback.
Yeah, same quarterback, same, you know, same situation.
It's remarkable.
And Alabama comes in there, and I got to tell you, I mean, they were getting beat on wheel routes. They were getting beat man-to-man. They were not making the plays on both sides of the ball that you just always expect Alabama to make. And look, Alabama goes up and They're up by a touchdown at one point.
Late? 38-31. Yeah. I thought the game was over.
Absolutely.
Because like, where you're like, all right, this is what Alabama does.
I remember looking over at a buddy, and I was like, this is, you know, this is the only team in college football that can do this. This is the only team
38-31
that could be down by, what were they down by, like 17-14, something like that, that you would trust them enough to come all the way back and do this. But then Texas A&M's friggin' freshman quarterback, after he gets hurt, you think he's going to be out of the game. He comes back. He leads them on this miraculous drive. And for the first time ever in Nick Saban's career, he loses to a former assistant in Jimbo Fisher. That is the first time in 100 games that Alabama under Nick Saban has lost to an unranked team. And unfortunately, and I can't believe I'm saying this, yes, Alabama is not going to make the college football playoff. That is no cap. Alabama is not going to be in the Final Four.
I can't even believe you're saying it. My mouth just dropped. It's cap. They're going to run the table. They're going to beat Georgia in the championship game.
I don't think that.
That's the only way they can make it. But that's what's going to happen.
I don't think anybody's beating Georgia.
And anybody that makes that case is going to focus on that Georgia defense. Yes.
Yes.
But let's not act like Alabama can't. They've got the best athletes in the country. Now they've got this L that Nick Saban can point to and say, you guys stop. We have no more margin for, we have no more room for error. We cannot lose. He can point to that. And I just think you tell Nick Saban, okay, you can't lose another one. And it's got to include beating, not losing to another former assistant this time in Kirby. Keep your record going against him. And they do it. I'm not buying it. I still think we see two SEC teams in because you're going to have Georgia in there. But really, if it's especially if it's a close loss, you're going to have them both in there. So I'm still going to say that Alabama still makes it. They run the table the rest of the way. They're still the class of the West. I don't care about this loss.
That's true.
Like, they're the class of the West, and they should have won this game again up 38-31 late. They'll beat Georgia in the championship game, and we'll still get two SECs in. John, I'm going to be real honest with you. I thought Oklahoma was about to buy it this weekend and lose, and that would have been Cincy's way in, right?
Yep.
Now, again, all of that's before Alabama loses and shakes things up, but your point was if Oklahoma can run the table, they'll get in before a Cincy. I know Cincy's up to 3 in the AP poll, but that, they needed Oklahoma to lose. They don't need a rep from the Big 12 making it in, quite frankly, if Cincy's going to make it. Anyway, they got that win Friday night,
and Oklahoma's. I mean, they changed quarterbacks, and now they're going to start. Doing.
They might. They might. I still say it's going to be tough to run the table.
That was a hell of a win. That was one of the most incredible wins.
College football
I've ever
was crazy this weekend. It was. Just with this. We didn't even talk about Arkansas and Ole Miss.
Yep.
Going for two at the end.
That was not even a question. That was the right call. Not even a debate. Like, go for that every single time because you ain't stopping that offense. You can't do it.
But I'm going to say it's cap. I'm going to say Alabama still finds a way to make it. You're not keeping Nick Saban and Alabama out of the college football playoff.
I just don't think they're beating Georgia in the SEC championship again. Now, if Georgia...
They lose, they're out. You're right.
If Georgia finds a way somehow to lose, right, in the regular season, which they won't, but if they do, then we'll revisit this and just sort of see how we feel. But Georgia has just been so dominant. They've been killing everybody. And I don't know. Alabama just... It was an out-of-body experience for them this weekend. Maybe it was just an outlier. Maybe it's a fluke. But, man, that was a very strange game, and I think it could cost them.
All right, Memphis football is not going to win 8 games for the first time since 2013.
That was brutal. That was a brutal game. Everything about that was just awful. Memphis goes into the game as a 3-point underdog. They do end up losing the game. Do not get what I thought was a very blatant and obvious pass interference call on the last play of the game there, basically. But as people rightly point out, it should not be coming down to, needing the officials' help in that situation. Although, like, look, if the call is obvious, the call should be made. Do you agree that the call was obvious?
At that point, with what Memphis got against Mississippi State, sitting here and crying about that, is just a waste of time.
Right.
Was it a pass interference? Sure. Guy never got his head turned around.
Right.
They're going to call it down at Tulsa there at the end? They could probably not.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, that game should have been won before. That was a Tulsa offense. Came into that game ranked 89th in the country and rolled up 400-something yards on you. Once again, and I realize guys, we can put this on Seth Hennigan. He had the three turnovers himself. Pretty sure it was two interceptions and a fumble, all of them costly. Mm-hmm. And again, just like Brandon Thomas's fumble the week before, Watkins had a fumble the week before, those have cost you. But did you see that team trying to tackle there late fourth quarter when they're running the ball through your line and Memphis defenders are just bouncing off of their running back, a Watkins, I think his name was.
Oh, it's awful.
It was embarrassing.
Yes.
And you're at a point now where your defense has dropped down to 90th in the country. It feels like almost, despite the great individual efforts of a few, that and I hear it. Well, we're on the field so much. One of the most on-the-field defenses in the country. They won the time of possession battle. This past, 36, 37 minutes, whatever it was, Memphis had the time of possession battle. They have these letdowns at crucial points.
Yep.
And again, it's not just those letdowns. The stats, again, against bad offenses have been awful. And we said this on Friday. If that continued against another bad offense mm-hmm. in Tulsa, because I tell you, all these offenses are like 75th or worse in terms of efficiency that you played here the last 3 weeks. If that continues, you got to push the explosion button on something on defense.
Look.
But personnel, coaches, whatever, something's got to be blown up on that side.
I mean, look, this is what we were talking about going into
the
game.
Because those are seniors, and this is supposed to be better in year two under McIntyre.
Ryan Zimmerfield's got to be willing to step up and make change. And I, unfortunately, I am not in the business of, calling for people's jobs. We don't like doing that unless, it's Tubby. But I don't see a way where you credibly can keep Mike McIntyre as your defensive coordinator. It just is what it is. You have to make a change because his philosophy and his style is not working for this defense. That's the way it goes. Now, is it ideal? I can't remember the last time Memphis fired somebody like that, a defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator. You probably got to go back to Tommy West or Larry. I think maybe Larry fired his defensive coordinator, Jay Hobson, or something like that. You got to go back. It obviously is not a symptom of great football. You're not offensive coordinators and defensive coordinators aren't getting fired at Michigan today, but the reality is it's not working. So to stay with it, that's the definition of insanity, to continue to do the same things and expect different results. It is what it is. I mean, when Mike McIntyre makes $500,000 to do that, and it's just, it's not successful. And so when things aren't successful, you need to be willing to make changes. And you can't change the players. Players are the players. You recruited the players. You have to change the coaches. And that's just the way it is.
Sitting at 3-3 now, told you they haven't won fewer than 8 games since 2013. Okay, you got to go all the way back there. 6 games left. 4 more wins if you count Navy. At UCF, where Dylan Gabriel's gone. ECU here, Tulane here. But you see any way they're beating SMU or at Houston? SMU's here,
No. But
you're not beating that SMU team that's still undefeated at this point, always finds a way to win.
No.
Got my guy Mordecai.
Yeah. I think Navy's
And then you're
be tough.
At Houston. No. That's what I'm saying. To get the 4 is going to be tough.
Well, yeah.
The 4 only gets you to 7 wins. Now, still, you'll be bowl eligible, all that. But the idea that you're winning 8, which you've done every year since 2013, that's 8's going to be – 8's probably not happening.
No,
8 is where we were to start the year.
Eight is definitively not
When we
not
went
happening.
Up and down, it's not happening.
Yeah.
The 8 is probably not happening. You're going to have to be
– 6 is going to be in some ways difficult to get to.
It could because, again, Navy playing better now. You're at UCF. Yes, they've had the quarterback issue, but you're down there. You've got ECU and Tulane here. Tulane's giving people some issues. We saw them early this year give Oklahoma some issues.
I mean, to win 3 more games is going to be difficult. It just is. I mean, the way this defense is playing, to get bowl eligible is going to be – it's been quite the reversal, right? Coming in here after the Mississippi State win, how did that happen?
Well, it comes down to Navy, UCF then, because you can get ECU or Tulane here, you would think. You would think. Now, Tulane come in here and make fools of us all, make fools of you and me, come in here and get a win.
Yep.
But you'd think you can find 3 in that 4, John. Navy at Navy here at UCF, ECU, Tulane here.
But Navy is just such a brutal matchup. Didn't they lose at Navy last year?
Well, I want to tell you that's correct.
I feel like it was a very low-scoring game. And they were not able to come away with the victory there.
Mm-hmm.
You just know with that triple option, you're just going to be in for an adventure no matter what. They were up on SMU, who's got, a much better situation at quarterback.
21-7. Now SMU comes back, they get the win because they have that ability. But like, does Memphis? Does Memphis has a has?
They won 10-7 last year.
They did win. Excuse me,
up in Annapolis.
I apologize.
So an ugly game.
It was ugly though, and so that's like that's just inevitably what you're going to be in for though. You're going to be in for a night like that.
Lost at Tulane.
Yeah.
The next week was the one.
Like the thing that worries you about Memphis is like, what do you know when you had Brady White, when you had Riley Ferguson, when you had Paxton Lynch, like you just knew you had guys back there who were capable of like driving you down the field and getting touchdowns when you needed them. Now I thought Seth Hittigan engineered a pretty impressive one there late in the fourth quarter to get it within a touchdown.
He threw for 463 and two touchdowns. The problem was the two interceptions and the fumble.
Right.
You know, he was all responsible
and,
for all
And again,
three
a true
turnovers.
Freshman is going to have those days. He just is.
Again, it's what I said on Friday. That's where your defense has to step up for you in these situations where you're in a, you know, you're in the midst of a season trying to get things turned around and you're trying to do it all with a freshman quarterback. You know mistakes are going to be made on that offensive side. You know, what's amazing is how Calvin Austin can continue to get open when him and Dykes, I mean, they're always open. You know, they are always open. What did Calvin Austin goes for 13 receptions, 200 yards, had
amazing.
The touchdown. Dykes 4 for 47, had the one touchdown, didn't feel like you got it to him enough. Those two, I mean, Dykes is always open in the scene. The problem, you know, again, you're it feels like you're scoring enough points. Yes, you have had some critical turnovers, especially these last 2 weeks, that if you just had a couple of more stops here, if the defense hadn't dropped from, you know, basically 35, 38 spots here to 90th, you'd be in a, you wouldn't be sitting here looking at 3-3.
Yeah, so UCF is out. I mean, they've lost everybody. They lost their starting quarterback. They lost their starting running back. They lost their starting wide receiver, Jalen Robinson. They lost their two best defensive
That's
tackles.
Why I counted that as a winnable game.
But, like, you
Memphis.
Still got to go in there and get it, right? You still got to go on the road to UCF.
But to get bowl eligible, to get the six, finding three out of that four, because we're saying SMU and Houston, doable.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's possible, but it's much more of a struggle than I think we anticipated. And look, it is like a lot of people still, and I understand it was a very frustrating loss. It was a very disappointing loss. It was a setback of a loss. Like it just is, you know, but this is Ryan Zimmerfield's second season with a true freshman quarterback. Like I think you have to be a little bit more patient. You know, before you start trying to pull the ripcord, I think changes have to be made defensively.
Changes have to be made on the defensive side.
Yeah, like I feel very comfortable saying that. But you know, look, let's see what happens year three here. I mean, it's they did beat Mississippi State this year. They did win a bowl game last year. They did beat UCF for the first time.
Oh, how Mississippi?
You know, I mean, it just is. I mean, like you can't. You know what I mean? Like that's should Memphis be better? Like, generally, year to year, of course. Like, that's
yes, in years where you're picked ahead of Tulsa
there's
and Temple.
There's a reason why we – the question
teams.
On this segment was, is Memphis going to not win eight games for the first time? Because the standard has been set. Memphis football is an eight-win-a-year program. And Memphis football
at least
most likely not going to be that this year. But before we start talking about great changes, I think we certainly have to give Seth Hennigan a real – like, you know, give him more than four or five games with that quarterback. Like Mike Norvell's turning around at Florida State. You see, he beat North Carolina this weekend.
Hey, what's that, two in a row for him?
Yeah, so you just have to, you know, I think especially with Memphis football, like you have to require a little bit more patience. I'm not there yet.
North Carolina trying to help everybody this year, and then Macca trying to Fuente.
That's
earlier
right.
this year.
That's right. Doing well, favors.
Yeah.
Farewell.
We're going to lower the temperature on that seat for you, Fuente and Norvell.
I think we agree there. It's not going to happen this year, and that's disappointing. But, look, there are no promises when you have a true freshman quarterback anyway. Disappointing for that defense specifically. But, look, I don't want to say it is what it is. I feel like I don't. I'm,
did you see the
I'm
end of the first? The
I'm
end of the first half?
Yeah, I'm not apologizing.
Didn't even mention
for
that drive there where they scored in like three plays.
Yes. Memphis looked like Arkansas State, man, defensively. Arkansas State is atrocious. Like, and Memphis' defense is right there with them. I hate to say it. They just are. So I think you have to start there and then work your way out. That's just kind of how I feel about it. I'm not apologizing for this loss. I don't want it to come across like that because, you know, Memphis should not be losing to a one-win team in Tulsa. But we told you, Tulsa did keep up with Ohio State. Like, that team was better than their record.
They just got slapped around by Houston in its own place.
Yeah, but how many guys were they missing in that game, though? Didn't they suspend a bunch of dudes for that one?
No, you're talking about the season opener where they didn't have the dudes in the FCS get
lost
to UC Davis.
That's what I'm pretending happened.
Everybody's got guys out.
That's what I'm, like, imagining. That's what I'm making up in my head. They didn't have their full team for that one.
Here's the bottom line. Last year, Memphis' defense was 52nd, at least, in the country. This year, it's dropped 38 spots to 90th.
Yeah.
Brutal. Those are seniors out there. Second-year defensive coordinator. Those are where that's where the changes have to be made.
All right, we're going to learn the timeline of Memphis basketball's fate today from the IARP.
Well, Bennett, that's what they say, man. You know, I can't tell them what to do.
That's supposed to be no cap. I read that in the Daily Memphian last week.
Yeah, they're supposed to have an update today, the IARP,
yes, sir,
on the timelines of these cases. According to the Daily Memphian, others have reported as well that the IARP spokesperson, Amy Hanna, said last week, updates to the timelines for all six cases currently being reviewed by the IARP are going to be published on October 11th. So if they say that, I'm going to have to take them at their word. I'm going to have to, you know, assume they are telling the truth. Memphis, of course, is the first case up in that thing. So Memphis's timeline will be more advanced. They will be further along.
You would think.
In Memphis's. And I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. We shall find out. But I'll be honest, and maybe I'm a glass half full type of guy. You know, I'm just bright and sunny side up most of the time. I just kind of feel good about where Memphis is with this. This is not based on any information or speculation because nobody knows. Nobody has a clue. Those people aren't talking to Memphis saying, you know, hey, just so you know.
I mean, Rudd said he had no fear whether we, you know, take
that's
any
my,
how
that's
much
more
stock
of a philosophical,
you put in that.
I think that's more of a
Did you follow up with him later on ask him?
No, but I'm just, if I had a guess, that would be more of a philosophical, like, I, you know, feel good about what we did and did not do in this case.
The question was, can it damage the program?
Yeah. Oh, well, it certainly can. We know that.
Yeah, no fear that it would.
But I feel, I'm at peace.
You got no fear either, it doesn't feel like.
I'm more at peace than anything else because I just feel like, you know, they're going to review the situation. The punishment has been paid.
You got that good ill blanket that the Raiders had to hold.
Yeah,
so that's why
you're
at peace. You go
me,
up underneath
man.
That thing.
You can't hurt me.
You say you've been beat down so much
already. My coach out
here
sending racist emails. We're out here losing to the Bears.
How can you ever back him again fully?
Tell us
how great a coach and leader of men he is. How can you ever do that with any, you know,
on draft
conviction
night,
about it?
You remember this because we were on Instagram Live. I took the knock on wood if you're with me sign down, and it has not gone up since. And it will not go back up. I cannot raise my daughter in a household, you know, that holds up a racist man. That's just not the way we're going to do things in our house, you know. So that can't go back up. I'm sorry.
Don't you have his face on one of your profiles?
Oh, like with God! And he's throwing up a fist. I'm going to have to change that one.
The white power fist, apparently.
I guess so, man.
You're going to take that down?
That's
too?
My DraftKings profile picture.
You think he survived? So you think Mark will keep him through the end after the year? They'll say, okay, no, we're fine. He'll stay. You'll keep him because that's what I was asked to start. Can you really get that locker room back? I mean, if you win enough games, I suppose you can, to where those men are going to be like, all right, he made a mistake in 2011 when he wasn't our coach.
Yep.
We can look past it.
Yep.
But if it continues to go, you keep having losses like you did, I agree.
They just quit. They tap out. That's you won't.
Because Mark would just chalk it up. He's got the money, right? You'll pay out that contract or however much of it that you'd owed or whatever was guaranteed.
Just $60 million.
$60 million. That dude is tied in deep. No one. I mean, you can't do a thing. You're
$60 million, bro.
That's how much is left
on
a $100 million deal.
Yeah. Now, you do remember we started 6-2 last year, right? We were 6-2, and we missed the playoffs. This is what we do.
Yeah, you were saying that when y'all were 2-0. But then you started believing.
We quit.
Once you got to 3-0, you started believing.
Well, I condemn racism. End racism. How's that?
You ever used the term rubber lips?
Never in my whole life.
That damn fool.
Never in my whole life. And then he
not
called
talking
him,
your way out of that one.
And then he called him Dumb Morris or what? What did he call
Dumb
him?
Dumb Morris or whatever.
It's just corny as hell, man. Come on, dude. Just awful. Just so bad.
Bennett, wait till you see that Memphis Tigers basketball team.
Why? Why do you say that?
You're gonna get that gleam in your eye again.
Oh, I'm excited.
No, because you've lost it.
Because you've had that Grizzlies gleam lately. Right, and because the Tigers haven't really given you anything to have the glow about, the gleam and the glow.
I'm still a proud alum.
But when you see how big those dudes are in there.
I'm ready.
How skilled.
It's
Are you saying Hoop City is going to be back?
Everything in there big except Imani's hands.
Yeah, everything except Imani's
hands. And that ain't going to matter a damn bit.
Oh,
that ain't going to matter a bit.
Well, A-Lo. Imani's hands and A-Lo. That's it.
Well, he said Artula. He was talking about Tyler. He said our two little guys, A-Lo and Tyler. God bless them.
No doubt.
Oh. But you're going to love this team.
I'm excited. It's a great team.
Now I'm a little bit nervous about this IARP, though.
That's what we're telling
them. Are they going to do
Penny's
it on the
not
Magic
nervous.
Season?
Penny's not nervous.
Well, Penny don't give a damn, right? Penny's Penny. He doesn't, you
know. You keep trying, you say he always sees the sunny side like
he
you.
He does. Well, no, he's far more extreme.
Man, Grant, you know Grant Hilden been dropping tabs or something that at least we're not going to hit you with something that heavy that's going to take this team
but
off the floor.
It's not just Grant
Surely
Hill on
you
that
would have
board,
an idea.
Though. It's more than Grant Hill. It's a bunch of other people.
Who's on that board?
His boy, who we did the Olympic thing with. That's what I'm saying. You don't need but the one.
I feel like
to give you a heads up.
Come on, Grant.
It's the last thing Grant. I mean, that's the least thing Grant Hill could do for him. Give him a heads up on this, whether it's going to affect this season and this postseason. You know, I mean, Grant Hill can do that for you. I think that's part of why Penny is on man, feeling good over there. No fear.
Trivia, do you know what IARP stands for?
Independent Accountability Resolution Process or
that's
something?
That's it. Like? That's exactly
how about,
right.
Man, I did that looking you dead in your
yes,
loser
you
eyes.
That's right. I do have loser eyes today.
You do after that L y'all took.
I
20
think the
to
Raiders
9.
Need to be investigated by the IARP.
I do, too. Let's send it in there. Well, it won't be judged until 2064. But
you think there's anything else in Gruden's emails? Or
I'm
that,
sure.
that it was a solo incident.
No, I don't think that's a solo incident. How can it be? When you talk like that, come on, bro. Come on, man. Why are you emailing that? You know, text it at least. Jesus. We'll come back. Lots more to come.
Don't do it at all.
On the show. Jason Fitz is going to join us at 1:25. But first, a word from Jason on FanDuel.
Biggest game of the week. Not really, but it's a big one. Monday night's always big. Colts and Ravens. I guess the Colts and old Wentz's ankles have made this a little less big. Ravens rolling now, though, and FanDuel Sportsbook is making tonight bigger because FanDuel's giving new customers 30-1 odds on either team to win. That means you can end the NFL week right by winning $150 on a $5 bet. Gotta like the Ravens in this spot. Like we said, won three in a row since losing that opener, including wins over the Chiefs and the Broncos. I like them tonight. And FanDuel is sports betting made simple like FanDuel. And they're always hooking you up with great offers like this one. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid in as little as 24 hours. See for yourself why they're America's number one sportsbook. Just sign up with the promo code JSmith this week before Indy takes on Baltimore tonight. You could win $150 on a $5 bet. Remember, use the promo code JSmith so they know we sent you. It's exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app, the official partner of 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fandom.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios. Online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on
92.9 FM, ESPN. I depend on a man. I slide some bread in the jam. That's just who I am. Customs just waving at us from the window. They don't even come on the plane when we land. The love
level is just to advance. The bezel is Tiffany stamp. Don't grip on my hand. I know that I came with the slide from left to right, but now I don't wanna dance. I got too much on the line, too much on my mind, too much ain't enough of my plans. Nike don't pay me to tell you, just do it. They pay me to show you I do it again.
Tuss Barbecue retire, has the best barbecue in Memphis. We had a turkey burger from Tops last week. A lot of people say, well, I didn't know they had turkey. Well, they do.
Yes.
They do.
They're fantastic.
They really are. But if you're not in the mood for a turkey burger, they got best pork, barbecue pork sandwich in Memphis. The brisket is amazing. The cheeseburger is iconic, made to order, always fresh. Locations all over Memphis. Always a good day to get yourself some Tops.
You know, I'm not a turkey bacon guy. My wife tried to slide that in on me before on a Sunday. So I've never really liked the turkey stuff. Get it? So I've never tried the turkey burger. I had that turkey burger last week from Tops. Thing tastes like a burger burger. It does. And you can get that as their fireman to where you put that fantastic barbecue on top of that turkey burger, beef, however you want to do it. It's delivered from Charlie's Meat Market 5-6 times weekly. It's the fresh stuff, none of that frozen patty stuff. It's all good at Tops, has been since 1952. See the smoke, taste the flavor.
Now, over the weekend, one of the things that we had not talked about going into it, and I think I know why. I can sort of surmise why you would not have wanted to bring this up. You know, because if we're just calling it what it is, Deontay Wilder, you know, it was a bad look. Mm. It was a bad look for, you know, there were two things that happened this weekend that were really great for the Whites. It's just true. Kyle Juszczyk hurdled over a defender in the San Francisco-Arizona game.
Josh Allen kind of did it last night, too.
Josh Allen, certainly.
Was that a brother he jumped over?
I can't remember.
I know if it was, it'd make you feel good.
And then, of course, we saw what Tyson Fury did to Deontay Wilder. Now, it was a great fight. Right, it
I like how you claim in Tyson now.
Well, we have to, right? I mean, I just, you know, he's not an American born, but you know, we got to take our wins where we can get them. And it was a great fight. It was, I think, it went 11 rounds.
Yes,
you know, you saw some real. I mean, it was back and forth. Like Deontay Wilder got knocked down, Tyson Fury got knocked down. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, like, I can't say that I'm a huge fan of the heavyweight division.
It used to be the best thing going.
Because it's just like, you know, the punches are packed with just so much power, but they don't necessarily look like it. Does that make any sense?
No.
Like, they just aren't.
They look like they're absolutely packed with power. The problem is they stay in too much of a, sometimes you're grabbing and holding so much.
There's
especially
too much.
With those heavyweights, because they're big men, and they grab and hold right. a lot, and that's where it'll bog down the action.
And the flurries
now,
don't happen as much,
sense.
Right? Like, you don't get, like, the fast. I like flurries. I like, you know, the combos. And you just don't.
You like that Jake Paul.
No, it's like, no, I don't like that Jake Paul. But it's like, that was like two walruses, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that was not this. That is not what these dudes are doing.
You know, that's kind of how it looks a lot of the time. But it was a great back-and-forth affair. Of course, Tyson Fury does go on to get the knockout. TKO. Deontay Wilder did not appreciate, he did not dap him up afterwards. Tyson said he went over to him, tried to show him, you know, appreciation and graciousness for the fight, mm-hmm. getting it done. Of course, Deontay, you know, no time for that.
This feels like the win you wanted to get for
absolutely.
The Conor McGregor over.
Absolutely.
Right, over Mayweather fight. Remember
how
much you
that
wanted?
That was never going to happen.
But you wanted that, though.
No, not really.
Yeah, I could sense it. Just like
no, that was a joke.
You're acting like this is a setback for black people
or
something.
That was a joke. Well, no, it's however you feel about it, man.
It's not at all.
I don't think I necessarily said that.
I think it's more just a tip of the cap to old Tyson Fury, who many have underestimated, because he doesn't really just blow you away with his look, right? Tyson coming to the ring.
That's why I like him.
Yeah, he looks
the
like
the body type.
He looks like the everyman.
Uh-huh.
He looks like the dude that'll be sitting at the end of the bar and's probably had about 15 down there, right? And ready to have about 5 more with you, mm-hmm. right? And have a good time down there at the end of the bar. He looks like the everyman.
Yes, he does.
And there's a time where you're holding that against him. You can't anymore,
right?
Because he is bring it on, whoever it is. I mean, this dude got knocked down twice in the same round, got back up and knocked him out in the 11th. And there. He's still looking for the knockout in the 11th, to your point. Most of them big heavyweights, you get that deep in a fight these days, in this day and age, they're done looking for the knockout. They're just trying to get to the end, say, I won the thing on points. He was leading on points at the time to show you, again, this is a guy who's still looking to, you know, knock a dude out there in the 11th round, even when he's leading on points. So I got nothing but respect for old Tyson there. And Deontay just running into the better man here. Well, since late in the first round, late in the first fight, when he knocked him down, ever since Tyson got back up, it's been trouble for him.
I was with you. I was with you on the respect thing until after the fight. I think we have.
Oh, yeah.
I think we have this one. This is what Tyson Fury decided to do after he got that dub.
And I got one thing to say. Put on my blue suede shoes, baby. Boarded the plane. A touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues. In the middle of the pouring rain. WC handy. When you look down over me. Hey, I got a first class ticket. And I'm as fly as a guy can be. I was walking in Vegas. I was walking with my feet on the field. I was walking in Vegas. And do I really feel the way I feel?
Yeah, so, okay, first thing is...
So that, I see what you're saying. That's disrespectful.
That dude can sing.
You respect him until
that. That was nice.
That dude can sing, bro.
I was taken aback.
Oh, man, I don't think you guys need to be that impressed.
No.
It was okay.
No, that dude can sing, bro.
He just went through it. I mean, he just went through a battle.
He hit.
Why are you looking like this
notes.
Dude is Ed Sheeran? Both of y'all got it in your eyes.
That
like
dude can sing, bro. That
you're
dude has
in complete
a very good
amazement. It's unbelievable.
He has a very
good Lord.
He hit the notes, man. He just got done battling for 11 rounds with the second greatest boxer of all time. Or not all time.
And he
but
felt
in
like
the,
performing. That's impressive.
Like, he didn't sound bad. He sounded
Y'all
really
act
good.
Like that man is Luther Vandross or something.
It was pretty impressive,
if he
Jason.
Walked into a karaoke bar right now, he would be the best singer. He would.
Oh, they'd say he is because of his size and the combination of size and
dude, you cannot sit here and tell me that you were not impressed
holding a note.
By that voice. That is a hell of a voice.
Not to the degree that you and Bennett and Simon are. Apparently, he needs to be on the next American Idol. Yes.
I also respect the fact that he, you know, obviously he put in Vegas instead of Memphis because he's in Las Vegas, but...
See, I don't respect that.
No, I... Well,
he needs to change the lyrics up, though, if he's going to... Right?
Yeah, it wouldn't have made sense if he just started singing Walking in Memphis. Like, he had to switch out the city, but I do respect it for the fact that that dude knew the words, like, perfectly, so I know that he is, like, somewhere all the time singing Walking in Memphis, and that's kind of cool.
It was appropriation. You know, you can't just take that song... as much as we kind of hated it,
WC Handy don't mean a damn thing to Vegas.
Delta Blues, oh, right. Not
saying,
Vegas.
That's the part I'm saying. You got to change up the lyrics if you're going to end up dropping on us that you're singing about Vegas.
That was
the
only. That was
you're
the
singing
only,
about Memphis. You dropped in the Vegas.
That was the only L Tyson took this weekend. Was that?
I hear what you're saying. I'm not going to give him the disrespect dog off that though. I still, in terms of what he's done in the ring, I still respect.
Well,
I feel you on that. The sort of ripping off our song and lyrics.
No, I thought it was like
at least change up all the lyrics.
When you're watching
then.
Live, you're like
Mr. Singer.
Whoa, like what the you know walking in Memphis.
No, you guys were so impressed.
Always a Memphis connection, and then I was like, what? Vegas. I mean, then
Bennett loved it.
I really appreciated it.
The guy does. The guy does have pipes, man. That is no denying.
Because y'all were like in awe. Y'all were, my goodness, Tyson can sing.
I just think that's undeniable.
It's true.
I think it's.
He can sing, man.
I think
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.